Oh, it's a big hello, Adelaide. We're back. Jars and Louis, we're driving you home for the next 2 hours. And oh, I've missed you, Papa Bear. I'm here in Melbourne. You're there in Adelaide. But we're back. The band is back together. Welcome, big guy.
G'day, Louis. G'day, Adelaide. Good to be back where we belong, Lulu. And hello to the family. And I hope they're well. Hello to Mount Gambier. Good to have you back. Now, Lulu, plenty to talk about. Plenty to talk about, but we've got another addition to our show.
He's
a recruit.
He certainly is. Week's a long time in footy, I kid you not. There is so much happening. Fanny, come on, I need to ask a question before I intro the new debutante on the rush hour.
Hit me with it.
All those who are having extramarital affairs, please leave the room right now.
Hazy, where are you going?
We're an elite standard. We're an elite standard show, and we will not tolerate any of that type of behaviour. Unless you keep it secret.
What's going on? There's a boogie nights down there at AFL House.
Well, I'm wondering.
Burt Reynolds down there, is he?
Is there a bit of shag pile still floating around?
Well, Gilly.
All right, let's welcome the debutante. Yeah. And I always love to read out the team sheet at the start of a show.
Yeah.
Out the civilist sick one, Sean Craig Murphy fanboy. Yeah. In comes Hazy. Hazy, welcome to the rush hour, mate.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Hazy.
A bit of a run on the twos last week, but I'm ready to go. Very nervous.
There you go. You'll find it flips around a bit faster here with the seniors. It's a little bit quicker.
Days you had last week.
I've been warned.
And the best part about us is, look, it'll hit you on the chest a fair bit. All right. But, and you know this already, $10,000 quiz. And Rory Sloan from Port Adelaide.
Come on, mate.
You know, if you cock it up, my friend, it will stop down.
I was told that as well. Don't worry. I got all the rubbish out last week. So
it will be a bit like the interpretation. You dragged it in bad luck.
Holding the ball.
We've got a big show.
Come on.
Big show. David King from Fox Footy is going to join us, of course, on the couch tonight. Kingy's talking things up about an All Adelaide Grand Final.
Yeah.
Cannot wait to hear what he has to say. Master and apprentice time at 5:10. Bradley Crouch from the Adelaide
Football Club. Playing well, too. And some big news coming out of the Crows, too, Lulu.
Absolutely. And both teams entrenched in the top four, which is just magic stuff.
Yes.
Port Adelaide, outstanding.
Brilliant.
Against the Kangaroos on the weekend. Jeez. More questions than answers, though, isn't it, really? MRP has come through.
Right.
Tex has got a fine for an off-the-ball incident with Jordan Lewis. We'll give you everything else involving that. So many questions are what answered, like, what the hell was Jackson Trengove doing going in the air at 150, Juice?
Not on, Lou. Not on. It's not part of the rush hour Bible. You cannot go upstairs unless you play 200 games plus. And what is he, 150 with a couple of cronies?
And then there's technique, then there's cronies, then there's injuries that have come out of that said move. My goodness, I look up and I see a three-quarter long sleeve. Did I hear a phone call or text?
No.
Nothing.
No.
So many things I need answering. Adam Cooney, when you're fat and overweight, Coons, what are you doing on the Ninja? What are you doing on Ninja Warrior, letting us all down and wearing a loose-fitting baggy black T-shirt and shorts that were so far up your plums? I mean, Coons.
Go away, Coons.
Bo Ryan, Peacher.
Bo Ryan. And he's a winger. He's a scared winger.
I mean, even the deaf guy that stepped in the water and got disqualified was better value than Coons.
I felt for that chap.
All right, we're on to the show.
Come on, mate, coming up,
we need to talk our two local teams. Great action happening. We're going to give you the negatives and the positives. Yeah. It's the rush hour with a man that brings up the good-looking IQ, Hazy, pushing the buttons today. Welcome, Hazy. I think you're on our next billboard shoot.
Oh, just very happy to be here, boys. It's an absolute pleasure for me. For Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M, this is the rush hour.
Oh, Hazy, the youth. The youth.
I like it.
It's like the teams.
It's a good
in the
voice.
AFL. Throw a couple of kids in debutantes, you get excited again, Jar.
It's a good voice.
I mean, Murph had a great voice and he's had a great run.
Yeah, but it's finished.
He's had a great run, but he's old.
He's definitely
old bull, young bull. You know, leave the top gate. If you leave the top gate open, Murph, and I know you're listening up there in Darwin, the young bull's going to swagger on down. He's going to go, we'll have a look at this A-grade prime beef.
We left
Jarman
the bloody gate open for the two buffoons last week that carried us, and we both put them down, they were that bad. Biglands and Cassisi.
I tell you,
don't come back.
You know, the great thing about that, and we're getting sidetracked, the great thing about that, there is no suitable replacements anytime soon, Jars.
Not in Adelaide, Lee.
So we should be signing a 9-year deal right now.
We should do an 85.
We'd be showing a 5 Kelly style bit that look, management, if you're listening,
they're
come
not
to
here,
us,
they're on holidays again.
Put a 10-year deal on offer, all right, with an exit clause after three if we get bored, and then we'll take it. It's pretty straightforward. Right, speaking of really good things, Port Adelaide and the Adelaide Crows, take your pick, Charles. Outstanding on the weekend.
Yep.
Crows reaffirming up in Darwin against the Wannabes and the Demons that they are certainly the real deal. Mm. How good Tom Lynch in ICU two weeks ago comes out, nearly best on ground. Their man management is outstanding.
Without a doubt, best game for the year for Tommy Lynch. And in those conditions, he ran around like a man that wanted to show the world that he's ready to play some real good serious football. I thought his performance was outstanding. I thought Tex Walker was on fire, Lulu. He found some form and found some confidence in the other lad.
Can I stop you down on Tex just for a moment?
Well, hang on.
That is 2 weeks in a row, right, where Tex has played really good footy and has played in a style that the majority of the media world have been calling out for the best part of 6 or 7 weeks. Just had that real presence about himself. Didn't float in and out. Was pushing blokes out of the way. Yeah. Was taking big grabs. Was hitting packs. Was turning and using that left foot and just waltzing around like he owned the joint.
Well, he did, Lou, and he certainly showed these critics that he's back in good form. Yep. And Hugh Greenwood, the wingspan of that young man, and contested football. I'm glad he's back in the Adelaide Crows side, because I tell you what, this man is going to be very important come finals.
He certainly was. We've got to give a special mention to Jaden Hunt, who did the blighty three-quarter time.
Oh, wasn't it nice? It's
big. And finally, someone's got a hold
just
of a torpedo.
Yeah, and the old saying goes, if you're going to do a torp and you don't execute it, put it away for next week.
Exactly. No,
and
very
great
exciting
to see you, and it's good stuff. Well done.
Port Adelaide. Look, North Melbourne are a rabble, but you still got to beat them. You beat what's in front of you, and the first 5 minutes, the intent was outstanding.
Yeah.
The hardness hit the body was just outstanding. And little Darcy Byrne-Jones leading the way with that sort of stuff. Sammy Gray played his best game of the year.
He did. Consolidated his
spot. Continues on.
Yep.
And Chatty Wingard has turned from part-time midfielder who plays forward to a genuine midfielder who goes forward and can get you on both ends of the sword. He was outstanding.
I tell you what, whoever came up with that coaching move, the Chad Wingard, Robbie Gray switch has absolutely worked a treat for Port Adelaide. And Sam Powell Pepper, he's already a cult figure at Port Adelaide.
How
did we miss him? That pick, was he 30?
20-odd.
Yep. Eagles snubbed him. Frio snubbed him. Fair dinkum. These recruiting blokes.
I ran into the great KB, the other bloke that was famous for the comb over, swipe over.
Never handball.
As his pal Pepper.
Yeah.
And every time he gets a kick or kicks a goal, he just licks it, sticks it, and swats it across. Just like KB used
to.
I loved every minute of it.
He's just got to tidy up his ball use. Other than that, he's going to be a sensational player for that footy club.
But Port just keep doing what they've got to
do,
mate.
They do,
don't
they?
That was the best part about it. They were, North Melbourne had a couple of moments, but they won by 70 points.
Yeah.
There's a touch-up.
Nah, it was good.
It was a good old-fashioned touch-up and a really good follow-up from the week before over in the Western.
But are we still convinced about Port Adelaide going forward?
Are we
confident enough that they can do the job in September?
I think externally you go, well, not just yet, because you want to see more wins against good sides.
Okay.
All they can do right now is they beat West Coast over in Perth, which was really hard to do.
Great win.
The Kangaroos now have asked the AFL never to play at Adelaide Oval again.
No.
They cannot win, and they lose by 75 points every time they turn up. But I think Port Adelaide, if you let them play their way, they will beat the good sides. They certainly will. And Adelaide, Adelaide again reaffirmed up there in Darwin in the heat, regardless of the conditions, that their best footy is going to take some silly, crazy beating come
September.
With
you, Lou.
We should start lobbying right now the AFL and just looking at the sort of the memorandums and in ties.
And
Hazy, if you're a really good anchor, you might have that on there brought up on the internet.
Mm.
Is there a provision, or should we start the provision from now on, a bit like the Super Bowl?
Oh, I like this.
That if the top qualifying team in the grand final gets the grand final at home.
Oh, Port Crows grand final, Adelaide Oval.
Could you imagine that? Showdown, the grand final.
It is a real
possibility right now.
Yeah, whoever finishes top and gets in, mate, they get the grand final. Take it on the road. But it'll never happen, Lou.
I know, because the stadiums aren't big enough. But
exactly.
I'm telling you right now.
It's a great idea.
I'm over here in Melbourne and they're nervous.
Are they
nervous
really?
It's going to be it could be an all South Australian grand final.
You don't know.
And if that were the case.
Yeah.
Forget Jim Herd.
Mm.
I know who I'd be trotting out to just hand out Norm.
T. Modra.
Norm Smith. A bloke that's got 5 and 2. Who jingles when he walks. Not because he's Fat Santa, but because he's king of the medals.
My bottom lip's been seized up too, Lou, for a
Andrew,
week.
Andrew, I'm Foss, the boss. Jarman. Oh, I would love to see
I'm going to get me
we've got a few negatives we've got to get to. We've done the positive stuff. Azy, watch us turn on these teams right now, next on the Rush Hour. Let's get to some of the negative stuff off the weekend with our two teams in. I thought it was going to be worse than this. MRP has come in and Jackson Trengove can accept a $1,000 fine for striking Scotty Thompson of North Melbourne. Oh, Jacko. And Tex, who was reported for an incident with Jordan Lewis, was striking
in the first quarter.
Didn't get captured by any cameras, but umpires saw it.
Mm-hmm.
With his good record, he can accept with the early plea a $1,000 fine.
News.
So that is really good news on those two fronts. Just in case you're wondering, Bernie Vince and those two incidents he had, I find this strange. $1,000 fine for rough conduct where he nearly killed Richie Douglas when he was really reckless.
And Edward.
Because of his bad record, that little cheeky elbow that he gave to Eddie... He's if he goes early, he gets 2 games for that.
Oh, they don't need to miss it. They don't need to lose another player. Nah, will he be the coach? They've got about 7 blokes out of their midfield group, Melbourne.
Well, it's
and
good
now they lose Bernie.
Porter got him this week too.
Porter got him. Cherry Hall,
Right, so a couple of the other negatives that are thrown around. Concussion. Obviously, Sloaney going down and being out for so long. Quick question without notice, Juice. Is it time the AFL looked at the mandatory week for players who were concussed?
Absolutely. He was knocked out. Once you're knocked out, lights out, that's 1 week.
Yep.
No ifs, no buts. Don't care what the doctor says. They got a duty of care. And
I think if you were to ask the docs, they would love that to come in because it takes the pressure off them.
Yep. Nah, Sloaney was out, mate. He saw stars. He was gone.
Yeah. All right. Couple of the real big issues of the weekend. And look, you take a holiday, you take leave. Mm-hmm. You think you leave it in capable hands, Hazy, just a couple of other blokes that were filling in.
Yep.
You know, both trying to rock around like Hollywood superstars at their prime.
Mm.
Talking about Rhett Bigland's Dom Cassisi. Mm-hmm. Jackson Trengove gets chaired off in game 150. What is the Rush Hour motto when it comes to going upstairs? What are the rules?
Well, it's 200 games plus.
Yep.
All right, 200, 250, 300. That's applicable to local football.
Club champion.
Retiring. Carry him off.
Yep.
And carry him off with pride. Well, not Port Adelaide, not Jacko and 150. And what about his two cronies underneath?
Righto, triplem.com.
Family.
Triple M Twitter, actually. Check out the photo. Now, there is so much to talk about here. The two men involved with the Beard Brothers, the Hoff and the Bear, the Chuck Wagon himself, one of our faves.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
What's happened here now, I can tell you the Hoff has done a shoulder and torn a bicep and he's out for 3 because of the way they were hanging onto him. They had him in, I thought he had splints on his legs, Jackson Trengove. They've locked his knees dead straight, his legs are straight, he's not even being chaired. There's no chair, Jars, there's not a chair anywhere.
It's like one of those gymnast coats that picks up his pupil and throws him on the bars there. With his legs straight.
Yeah, it says get up there and do some flips and spins. I looked at it and I go, what is going on? There's going to be pelvic issues for the big Chuck. Like, Jacko's going to walk like the Tin Man for a while because he's going to be straight. He can't bend his knees when he runs.
Terrible. And we focus on technique.
But you know the worst part?
Plums are hanging out again.
How many times
do I say that when they carry him upstairs? But it's an insult to us, Lou, and the family, what they did.
Look, no groins were destroyed finally in a liftoff, but Jacko is a member of the family. He's actually on the payroll.
Yeah, he is.
And for him, and I don't know whether you saw the footage, I was there at the ground.
Yeah.
Hung around
didn't
out
he?
The front.
Didn't he? Me.
Pretending to go, not about me. And then all of a sudden, 150 got in his head and he said, I'm going upstairs and started waving to everyone and going, oh, yeah, you're beauty. Yeah, now, one more issue out of that game, and this man played us, and no surprise, played an outstanding game of football. And it's almost like I'm thinking of changing his nickname to Clark Kent. Chad Wingard wore a 3/4 sleeve, long sleeve jumper.
Yeah.
Who does that remind you of? And what are our rules regarding wearing long sleeve 3/4 numbers?
You need permission.
A phone call, a text to the higher power, which is you, Juice.
And what did I get?
Zip.
Stuffle.
Nada.
Stuffle, Lou. Nothing.
So first it was Rory Atkins.
Yes.
Rat.
Yeah. And what, has he been playing well since?
No. As soon as he took it off.
Yep.
And then Chatty Wingard puts it on, kicks 3.
Yeah.
Has 30 plus.
There's karma, Chattles.
Gets best on ground. Everything else. But like you said, This is what annoys me the most. They pick and choose it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You've got to commit to it.
The three-quarter long sleeve.
It's like your second wife. You've got to commit.
Oh, it's probably a bad thing to use at the moment. Hayes, you'll know this better than most because he's a stylish character.
Oh, yeah, good guns too.
Fair enough, honestly. If he's not on the billboard next year, I'm going to go berserk. Here's the problem, though.
Yeah,
once you choose a style, and Hazy knows this, whether it be hair, clothes, shoes, you got to stick to it.
Yeah.
You got to be true to it.
You got to be true to yourself.
You
own it.
You can't go in skinny jeans 1 week, Hazy, and then come back to some flares the following. You know, you can't go tight white guns and blazing T-shirts.
Not like the other bloke
and then drop yourself back into a fanny just because winter's rolling around. You know, you can't be donning the slicked back hairdo.
No.
And then go shag pile the next day.
Can't do that, Luke.
Because you can't be true. No one can identify. No one can relate. How do you build up a fan base if you won't be prepared to do the hard work, Jar?
I'm with you, Luke. I'm with you. Hey, before we go, listen to David King, Sir Splash, the president of the Twitter family. Welcome back, boys. Fair to say, after a week of listening to Dom, Jars will sound like a wordsmith. Is that a clip?
No, I think...
You know, I'm going to change the Twitter family committee.
Stop for a minute. That was one of the biggest compliments you've received on this show. All right? Take it in your stride. Understand it. Learn from it.
Calm down.
What he says in basic English, and I'll dumb it down for you, is that Dom can't speak at all and you can just a little bit. It's a rush hour, Jars and Louis. Righto, Juice, one of our favourites on the couch, Fox Footy tonight. He is a man who knows everything about footy, premiership player himself for the Kangaroos, and one of our good mates, David King, joins us. Kingy, welcome to the rush hour.
Oh, I can't wait to have a chat with you boys. It's been exciting times over there. Have you started talking about moving the grand final to Adelaide yet or not?
Yeah, we have, Kingy. Yeah, we're back on top. We're back in form.
I would expect you, Kingy. I'm tuning in tonight. I want you to kickstart that conversation tonight on the couch for us.
Are you impressed with them, Kingy, or what?
Oh, look, I think it's hard not to be impressed with how professional the Crows are. I mean, they're just turning up every week. You're going to have a couple of blips on the radar through the course of the year, but 12-4, it's a fantastic platform, isn't it, when you look at the competition and how even it is. And Port Adelaide, they're surprising a few people, but their form, if you look at it glass half full or glass half empty, you can read it either way. But I tend to think what they've got is they've got significant scoring assets. And percentage is always a great guide. Adelaide 140, Port 136, clearly the top two percentages in the competition right now. It's great time.
Kingy, Adelaide need another tick in another box. Tom Lynch, who comes back from viral meningitis, ICU a couple of weeks ago. He's best on ground, basically, up there in the heat in Darwin. It's just an amazing turnabout and comeback.
Great man management, isn't it? I think that's going to be the key from here on in. I mean, we've talked about this time and time again. The ability to rest players now on the run home, I think, is going to be a really important factor. And you want to hit the finals full of energy. It's a mad month. It's a really tough month of footy. If you can find a way to give these guys a lesser load coming in, you know, Lynchy was forced upon him, but in about 4 or 5 weeks' time, he might be better for it. Adelaide have only used 29 players for the year, and Port have used 31. They're the lowest two players' use figures in the competition right now. So all things are going well. You've got to maintain it.
You want to stay at my house or Jars's house in that last week in September,
King?
You
covered
me, mate.
Well, I'm on the beach.
I'll stay at yours the first night and Jarzy the night after the granny because I just reckon that could go crazy.
The Adelaide Crows got some news there. Texas been booked by the umpires for his hit on Jordan Lewis over the weekend. There's no footage.
Really?
And obviously David McKay may be cited, but Tex Walker would be a big blow because obviously they got a very important game coming up. The
should have got
Adelaide
a bonus,
Crows.
Kingy, shouldn't he, for getting Lewis?
Yeah.
Well, Geelong it's a Friday good night. Target. Yeah. It's a good one to get, isn't it? You take him when they're there, don't you?
Yeah.
Look, I haven't seen that one, to be honest, so I can't say too much. But look, players are just going across the line at the bit at the moment. It's a little bit silly given the big game this Friday night. I mean, Adelaide need to show something against Geelong. Mm. They really do. If there's one team that's been their kryptonite, it's been the Cats. They've been able to really shut them down and make it difficult for them to score or move the ball with any speed. I want to see whether Don Pike's got the answers. That's what I want to see this week. I hurt them 3 and 4 times over the last couple of years and see whether they can actually find plan B or find a way through what Geelong have put to them the last couple of years.
Yeah, going to be exciting stuff. Let's stay on Geelong, Kingy. Dangerfield apparently exaggerates his injuries, according to a local over here.
I said the local over there that you speak of, he's not very popular over in the east at the moment. He's cupping a few barbs, isn't he? Oh, I'll tell you what he did do. He changed the face of full forward on the weekend.
Didn't he?
You know, he's probably their best full forward at Geelong at the moment. And I'd play him there for a patch and just see what he can do. You know, they've got their midfield numbers. They've got Selwood in there. They're going to end up with a guy at full forward. I mean, Danger could just rip a final series apart playing 80% forward.
He'd kick 20-odd goals. Surely Danger, who loves Twitter himself, King, he's got to come back with a... Weren't you the face of the staging campaign when it was first released on video?
I think Brent Harvey and Kane were the only two that got fines, weren't they?
I think so.
that's something that's probably
a good point, Luke.
I'll tell you what, it's a fairly big accusation, though, isn't it? All jokes aside.
It is, to say that
someone's exacerbating the problem. Gee whiz.
Hey, Kingy, is Nathan Buckley winning the war?
The season's gone. So, whichever way you want to look at it, I said after round five they'd have to manage his exit from here on in. And to be honest, I haven't changed my mind. I think it's about Nathan's welfare on the way out. Collingwood will do it as Collingwood do. They always look after their own. They'll do it with humility. Nothing will really happen unless there's a 100-point loss. If there's no 100-point loss on your roll, but there's whispers around about the captain. He may miss the rest of the year with this finger injury. Mm-hmm. So if that is the case, then that's going to make it very difficult for Nathan on the way home.
Kingy, we're a show of elite standards, and apologies for not getting this question out earlier, but no extramarital affairs or anything going on. We don't want to be compromised here at the rush hour. We're all clear.
Look, as you know, at Fox, we're open to anything.
But at least that's your policy. That's your policy. You don't pretend to be the moral police.
No, we don't. Jesus, have you seen who works in here?
Yeah. I have.
Bunch of bogans.
We can laugh now, Kingy, but geez, it's been any wonder Gill's going on holidays.
He's gone.
To be honest, to be serious, I feel sorry for everyone involved in this. Yes. Everyone. A couple of people made a mistake. I just get sick of our industry calling for resignations as soon as people make blues.
Well said.
You know, we've got to just pull back a fraction. I know that there's lines to cross and not to cross and those sorts of things, but they're pretty personal. They're not really for all of us to digest and have our opinions on. But, I'm just really sad for the families involved and all those that have really had nothing to do with this to this point.
Speaking of sad, St Kilda's effort the other night.
Oh,
fresh putrid. Off one of the best halves of footy you'll ever see. I think you may have ever seen. They won't play better, but, boy, did they stink it up.
Yeah, they did. And they'd be disappointed. I mean, I think what we learned is, what we know is that if you put four or five wins together, it's really hard to keep either motivated or surprise the opposition with anything new because you just get hunted down. We saw the Crows win the first six games of the year and then they just had been hunted and picked apart for that next month. St Kilda going through that now. I'm sure the Swans are under everyone's radar right now. They're the form team since about round seven or eight. So what we do know is it's incredibly tight, and if you're a fraction off, you get whacked right between the eyes.
Hey, Kingy, Natty, 5-6 year deal, $1.4 million a year. So that is market price.
If he's signing for 1.4, you wonder what the offers were to leave. Mm. I mean, they're big numbers, aren't they? These guys, I mean, they earn every cent.
Yeah.
I know it's a huge figure, it's a big number, but what they do with their bodies on the weekend, what they sacrifice out of hours, the diligence that they're forced to adopt and abide by. I marvel at him. So if he's 1.4, good luck to him.
Really good call. Kingy, the cheap shot. Dusty Martin got himself in a little bit of strife with Nick Robertson. But do we need to do something about it? As an umpire, just, hey, crack down on that early. I'm not going to tolerate any of that. And otherwise, you'll be getting free kicks and your coach won't be happy.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. I think you've got to pay him early. You've got to pay one in the first 5 minutes and you've just got to stamp it out. And there's another cheap shot going at the moment where someone disposes of the ball and they get either run through.
Yeah.
I saw one on the weekend where young Billy Hartung nearly lost a couple of ribs. I mean, he's a sitting duck. They need to pay a bigger penalty than just a downfield free kick.
Yeah.
So I'm sick of it. I don't think we need it. We want our stars to rip the game apart. That's what we go to see. I don't want to see Dustin Martin held and scragged and kneed and kicked. It's all rubbish. It's all nonsense. It's not tough. I tell you what, there's not a person in the league that would do that to Dustin Martin out of ours.
Dusty's calling for a bit of MMA AFL style, I think, just to square up.
He's a very good out of hours operator, Dustin. We know that.
Kingy, I'll let you go with these two thoughts. The roof's got to be shut at that stadium. Why put a roof on it if we're not going to use it?
I can't see the game.
I can't see it on the TV. I've got Fox in HD and I can't see it.
I've got about three plasmas going at the same time.
Yeah, it's just stupid. I don't know how we got back to here. Jack Riewoldt is apparently suing for sunburn on the weekend.
Exactly.
He's not happy. He didn't apply any zinc.
I don't blame
him. He's in strife. I'm with you, though. It's just nonsense. If you've got half the crowd shading their eyes, I mean, what's the point of that?
What a waste. Last one, Kingy. Joe Danaher did. Essendon stole him. Whatever they paid is cheap, given what he's going to turn into by the looks of things.
Yeah, $850 to $900 a year is an absolute bargain. And when was the last time you said that? but, you know, look, this kid, he's going to be a ripper. I marvel at what he does at ground level. I know he's terrific in the air and he's kicking goals. He looks like he can't miss at the moment. But his ground level stuff, it's better than any other tall in the competition that I've seen for 10 years. I'll tell you what, he's going to take this club on some sort of ride. They're a wild card.
Absolutely.
I mean, we've got three or four teams that are wild card.
I like them.
Righto, so Kingy, grand final leave my house, post-grand final, Jars is joint. Lock in 3 days, Kingy, because Jars, when he goes out for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, that's why I'm at yours the night before.
4X. On the couch, Fox Footy tonight, you watch Kingy and the boys, Jared, Bunghole and Brownie do their business. David King, thanks for your time.
On your left.
There he is, Kingy, and it is the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis back fresh from holidays on 104.7 Triple M. Great to have you company, Adelaide. We're back off a bye round, wasn't it, Jars?
We had
a bye week.
Yeah.
We certainly did. Plenty of good stuff still to come to BT's Vault if you missed it on the Saturday rub. Absolute cracker. We'll replay some of that. And a very impressive young man from the Adelaide Crows, Brad Crouch, soon to join us as well. But get on your feet, family. Get your hands in the air. The great man did it last night. Eighth time, a record time. He won Wimbledon. We're talking about Roger Federer.
Yeah, and the son of Federer. Three sets to love. 6-3.
Champion here at Wimbledon. 6-1. The first man to win 8 championships. Yet another extraordinary performance. This one was a bit of a procession. But he didn't drop a set throughout Wimbledon.
They love him. I love him.
Yep.
Greatest ever sportsman. He now sits alongside Ali, as far as I'm concerned. There you go. Yep. You can quote me on that.
Fair bit of man love. That's probably too much for Hazy on a day like today.
Yeah, I did put that on him.
Grand Slam number 19 puts him four ahead of Rafael Nadal again, who surprisingly didn't call in this week.
No, and he wants to come back next year too, Rog.
Oh, yeah. Well, 30, why wouldn't you?
I'm with you.
He's won 2 slams this year. He's played 6 tournaments. I mean, the kids. What I mean, you got to feed the twins. He's got 2 sets of twins.
Yeah, they're demanding.
He's probably sure he hasn't got enough yet. No, outstanding.
Well
wonderful
played.
Achievement.
Yeah.
Love this from Tex and Sloane when they arrived back from Darwin. Of course, Sloane knocked out on the weekend. Real doubt to play against the Cats on Friday night. I love Tex's take when asked, what was he saying to Sloane out in the field?
No swearing or anything.
You
had
said, stay on the ground. I reckon we might have gotten past the docks.
Oh, I don't know. Not the way you were looking. You had eyes going each way.
Oh, he did look well, did he, our boy?
No, and we're laughing now, and let's hope he's okay and he recovers quickly, but I would strongly suggest he probably doesn't play this week, does he?
Well, we'll ask him Wednesday when he's on the show, Lulu.
Absolutely, and of course, Damien Hardwick's found himself in the press. He used that term to describe some of Kane Corns' comments the other week and then spoke about how the makeup took place and sort of brought Mrs. Hardwick, as he always does, into the equation.
It mightn't seem this way, but I do have a lot of love for Kane. We obviously played in the Premiership together, and you know, it's like Mrs. Hardwick, we have our blues every now and then, but we certainly make up. I prefer making up with Mrs. Hardwick more so than Kane Corns, but there we move on pretty quickly.
Yeah, nice line.
Oh, beautifully done, Dimmer. Hey, Jars.
Yeah, Lulu.
Last time we did this next segment, we gave away $1,000.
Didn't we?
If Hazy has his way, it'll go to $10,000. All right, so are you ready?
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name. Yeah! Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Yeah, the Automasters Lifeline is involved, Juice, and it gets you out of jail. You just got to remember to use it. Who's playing tonight?
We're going to go to Mawson Lakes and say hello to Joe. G'day, Joe.
G'day, Jars. Louis, how are we?
Very good, Joe. The Automasters Lifeline, are you across it? Do you need a little practice run with it? You okay?
Oh, I'll be all right, but Jars, mate, can I get another one or what?
No, mate, you only get one, champ. I've had a week off.
Come on,
I'm
mate.
Refreshed, come on. Rebooted.
Jeez, Jay, you're a bit stiff. The lip's a bit tight. He's a bit tired. He's a bit fatigued. He got lost when he was away. We'll hear about that this week as well. You just concentrate and try to decipher what he says when he asks you a question. Oh. 10 questions,
no
60 seconds, Joe. Time starts at the end of the first one. I wish you all the best of luck.
Thanks, guys.
Which Crow had the most possessions on Saturday night, Joe?
Pass.
How many Wimbledons now has Roger Federer won?
Five.
Which AFL player signed a 6-year contract extension today?
Five.
Okay.
It was almost curtains then. Name the 2008 Brownlow medalist that took part in Australia's Ninja Warrior last night.
Adam Keating.
How old is Chatty Wingard?
20.
Who lost the Wimbledon women's single final?
Venus Williams.
Which bottom of the ladder Sample team had a win over the Adelaide Crows on the weekend?
Pass.
Which Port Adelaide player is in line to play his 100th AFL game this weekend? He's got a beard.
Pass.
Okay. Who coaches the Geelong Football Club?
Automasters.
Aussie Michael Matthews won which stage of the Tour de France? Stage 13, 14 or 15?
14.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. A bit rusty. First week back. First day back.
All right, Joe.
Good luck.
Here we go.
Oh, well.
Lazy.
Hey, there's a trigger. There's a trigger finger.
Oh, no.
$60 it is, Joe.
No way. $50.
Come on.
Once it goes to air, you're absolutely right, Joe. You're entitled to it. $60 coming your way.
I'll take it, mate.
If only my teachers marked it like that, I would have been a genius at school.
That's coming out of my pay too, Louis. That's going out of my
pay. So, you passed on the first one. Rory Laird had the most posies on Saturday night, 34. Roger Federer, I just said, had won eight singles titles. You went with five. You won five in a row, Joe. At five, you got right. Chatty Wingard, he's 23.
Yeah.
He's about to turn 24. West Adelaide beat the Adelaide Crows in the Sandfall, and the Crows made a complaint about supporters banging on the advertising hoardings. Jeez. The lovely boys at it again.
And which, number eight.
Which Port player is in line to play his 100th AFL game this weekend with a beard? With a beard, mind you. Charlie Dixon was the man you were looking for, Joe.
I had his face in my memory, but no, I couldn't think of the name.
And number nine, Lou.
Care factor zero at the moment,
Joe. We don't give a stuff, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
Number nine.
Right.
Number nine, Lou.
Hazy just wants to get out real quick. Chris Scott is Automasters,
That's what you did.
Well played. That was good use. Well done.
Well done.
No, and he got five right, but you picked up $60. Well done.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you,
See
Joe.
See you, Joe. Take care, mate. And Hazy, you and I will chat after it.
I always look forward to these segments. We're catching up right now with a man who is in really, really good form and just happens to be the apprentice and the master and the apprentice. The mentor is in here. We speak of the one and only Brad Crouch, who's in ripping touch from the Adelaide Footy Club. Crouchy, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Yeah, cheers, guys. Thanks.
G'day, champ.
Hey, Jazz, how you doing?
You all right? Yeah, good, mate. Good, mate. We still haven't caught up yet from our last chat, so I hear coffee.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. Haven't heard from you.
All right, mate.
Actually, the way you've been playing, Crouch, you'd probably keep it that way.
Oh, no!
You must be happy with your form, Crouchy. In particular, everybody's been playing well, but you've been able to get a good crack at it in recent times, and it's starting to show.
Yeah, no, the last couple of weeks have been good, I think, not just personally, for the team as well, back to the way we like to be playing, and I think started probably with the Bulldogs game the Carlton game, and then the last few weeks have been really strong for us.
Brattle's really playing fast, exciting football. Tex is hitting the scoreboard and the boys are playing their role, but the coach wouldn't be happy. You conceded three goals in red time and in that third quarter, so that's something you've got to fix up.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think over the past couple of weeks we've definitely come out and started the game really well, which we weren't doing early on in the season. I think that's a bit of an area that we were strong at early in the season that we've got to get back to sort of refixing that. And I think over coming weeks, we'll definitely concentrate that in some of our meetings.
Crouchy, Tex, escaped with a fine for a little incident involving Jordan Lewis behind the play that the cameras didn't catch, $1,000 lighter. That is a good result.
Yeah, it is. It's actually it's great to see him getting a couple of fines over the last couple of weeks. It's been good. Normally the rich gets richer, but in that case, he's getting
now,
done.
Gruddles, I understand he's probably hanging around somewhere there in the background. Look, he's already paid. Yeah. He's already paid to be on Triple M. He's on every TV show at the moment. Yeah. He's getting a lot of airtime. Tell him to piss off so we can talk to you.
He's actually in the front seat driving.
Oh, is he an Uber driver now? Is he getting a bit extra cash?
Yeah, exactly. I know. He's got it all.
So what happened, Tex? I didn't see it.
Did you belt him?
No, he's just the last couple of weeks has been good because he gets paid for everything else he does. So.
What about
he just said to me he's waiting for that roast still.
It's coming, all right. It's coming. Dear. Maz and I had a meeting about it the other day, all right. So it'll be coming.
Cretchy, have you blokes had a meeting to say we're not coming?
No. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we have. We're waiting for him to say. We're waiting for him to actually invite us, and then we're going to say no.
You'd break my heart if you did that. Brattles, Rory Sloane had a bit of a nightcap on the ground. He saw some. Yeah, he did. Now, do you think he'll come up and play on Friday night?
Oh, to be honest, I'm not sure. I think. I guess the positive thing, he walked off the ground. He was, you could definitely tell he was affected heavily by it, but we'll see how he goes. I've got no idea. I think he went all right in his concussion test yesterday, and fingers crossed he gets up Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. Jakey Lever and that hamstring precautionary, he was off pretty early.
Yeah, he was off pretty early, but he's still moving okay. I'm not 100% sure. We've had a couple of little ones this year with a couple of different players that have only missed a week or... I know Dan Talia miraculously got up for that one game where he was clutching his hammy. So it's so hard to know with them sometimes. It can take a couple of days to actually work out what's going on, particularly with the scans and stuff like that. So I think we'll find out more later in the week with him.
Oh, Brattles, Friday night, Geelong, Adelaide Oval. This is going to be a massive crowd. How are you going to beat Geelong, who have had the wood on the Adelaide Crows the last four or five games?
They've had us the last few times. I think it's always hard when you go down there, but hopefully we can, with the home crowd, be a full house. And I think obviously it's going to start with the midfield. I think the last couple of times they've got us in there, so I think the onus is on us to hit back at them. And we'll be focusing heavily on that the next couple of days.
Crouch, you've got to be a good feeling sitting on top. Rediscovered a nice bit of form. Tex is up and about. Lynchy's back, played some great footy. I reckon Asada might be coming knocking on his door this week to see what he took to get himself back in that sort of nick. even D-Mac played some really good footy. The guys that have been on the outside and probably down a little bit have really rediscovered some good form, and that real big team effort seems to be back.
Yeah, for sure. I think early in the season, we definitely knew that what was making us play really well was even contribution. I think we're starting to really get consistent in that, and particularly the last 3 weeks. And I think hopefully if we can keep doing that over the next part of the season, keep improving in the little areas we've got to work on, as long as we're playing at our best footy late in the year, that's the main thing.
And Crouchy, obviously, as Jar said, the Cats on Friday night. I'm sort of starting a petition now, hashtag put out your Cats. Do you think Daniel Tarley will agree and go along with it?
Oh, yeah, I've got no doubt. I know he's got the most well-known cat in Adelaide.
Does he drive it around still?
Oh, the cat goes everywhere with him, yeah.
Where are you, Miss Daisy, going? You going for something to eat, eh, or a coffee, you two?
No, we're actually we're heading over to Melbourne tonight. We're just about to get to the airport. We're heading over for Hamish Ogilvie's wife's funeral.
Of course, yeah.
So we're going over there. It's on tomorrow. Yeah. So
pass on our respect, mate.
Yeah, we will. Be a very sad day. Hey, keep up the great work, Crouchy. Great to see you in good form, mate. And I think we'll be starting to refer to you soon as the Crouch brother, as opposed to Matt, who's just had your capital year, buddy.
No, that sounds good to me.
All right.
Bit like Darren does with Andrew.
Stop it.
Yeah, exactly.
See you, champ. Good luck Friday night.
No, before he goes, Juice, can you confirm a date for the boys
at
all?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not going to do this on air. This is just an off-air chat between my boy and you know.
Well, Kershaw says you haven't caught up for about a month and he's playing his best footy.
Well, we've both been busy. We'll get
it. It'd be nice if it's in 2017, we're happy.
Tell you what, Crouchy. Don't hold your breath.
Cheap drive-by there.
Thanks for your time,
good
mate.
On you, mate.
As we said, make the most of tomorrow. It's going to be a really sad day. Can't wait to see you in action Friday night.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
There is Brad Crouch with his driver, Tex Walker. Oh, some really good tweets coming through at the moment from the Prez. Look, he's freshened up with a week off too. He goes, the lamb for that roast, the one that Jars has been promising Crows players for about 2.5 years, he goes, that hasn't even been born yet. It's that far away. And couch specimen, fantastic. Yeah. He goes, I'm surprised that Lethlean and what's the other? Well, I've got a
Simkiss.
And Simkiss weren't referred straight through to the MRP for their indiscretions. I would have thought it was probably a tribunal matter, personally.
Hashtag marry you panel.
Oh, I don't think you can classify that. Mm. Hey, Jars, a lot of people asking me while I was away, was that you on the green course of Wimbledon, dressed in white? Having a hit in the doubles?
Yeah, that's that big fat fella. He had a skirt on too. Was he a heckler, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, of course, of all England club traditions, you must wear all white. Yeah, yeah. So he sort of got into all white. So you didn't flip over to London?
No, it was a mate of mine called Muzzy. That was Muzzy.
Very funny. All right, BT's Vault is got a personality, a life of its own on the Saturday, Rob. If you missed the one on the weekend, very funny stuff. Here it is. It involves the one and only and the sometimes cranky Jason Dunstall.
1, 2, 3, 4. Just now on 3Z, the Good Sports, we're going to go to one of Hawthorn's best players down there and has been a full forward for the last few years and done very, very well indeed. He's kicked a lot of goals and has been the spearhead down there at Hawthorn. I speak of none other than Hawthorn full forward, Jason Dunstall. Good morning, Jason.
Morning, brother.
Good. A little bit early for you, perhaps?
Just a touch, mate.
Just a touch. You're still in bed or you're up?
No, I'm up.
Okay, well, what about Hawthorn? I mean, the last couple of years, I suppose, especially last year, they were they did very, very well indeed, but just weren't the Hawthorn of old. I sense that perhaps this year, Hawthorn are going to come back with some real fight.
Well, we certainly hope
them to. Well, what about new coach Alan Joyce taking over the reins from Yabby Jeans, of course, and he has coached the side once before to a premiership. Have his methods changed any from Alan Jeans, or are they basically the same style of coach?
I think everyone's style is a little bit different.
Well, what about Andrew Jarman? There's been a lot of talk in recent days about contractual wrangles and all that, which has now been resolved, apparently. What sort of a player is he, and where will he fit into the Hawthorn side?
I think from the practice games already seen, everyone's picked up pretty quickly that he's a very skillful player. If you can start him in the centre, I think that'll be a bonus for us.
Yeah, well, also on the line, I think, Jason, we've got... are you still there, Jase? We've lost Jason. We've just lost Jason, I think, there, Wayne Brown. So if you can fix that up for us, I'd be very, very happy indeed about that. It's currently 14 minutes to 7 on 3UZ The Good Sports.
The Good Sports on the Greater 3UZ.
We've now picked up Jason Dunstall again, and g'day to you, Jason. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Just went missing for a little while, mate.
Yeah. Jason, Scotty Palmer was just on the line. He mentioned about the helmet and your own injury. How has that progressed over the last few weeks, and is it safe now to play football without the helmet?
Yeah, I don't have any problems with that now.
Okay, well, we've been speaking to Hawthorn full forward Jason Dunstall, and we had a little bit of a misfortune losing Jason there for a couple of minutes, but we've had Jason and both Scotty Palmer on this morning. Really appreciate your time, Jason. Thanks for getting out of bed for us, mate.
No problem.
Good on you. And I'd like to apologise to the constables or the people in blue who pulled me up on the way to work this morning. If they happen to be listening, I'd like to apologise for perhaps nearly breaking one of the road rules. Not quite, but nearly breaking. And I thank you for your prompt attention.
Brian!
Don't you rabble on with some crap. obviously speeding on the way to work without that? Question.
Who is that person?
Probably doing 20 k's over the limit.
What about Jace, who's kicks 100? Yep. He kicked 100 sort of once, and
yep.
Jace has
plenty of people have done it. No, nuts.
But Jace has done it plenty of times. He's got, I've sort of got one of the sort of good players. Yeah. Down there.
Spearhead.
Duck, at that stage, no bigger name in football. No. Whether this is an interview he remembers doing.
Yeah. And I reckon he was in bed too, Jim.
Whether
fair chance he won't remember that.
Any recollection of talking to Brian on 3 years at the Good Sports. In fact, we can ask him, because I think we might have him on the line. Chief.
Gents, how are we doing?
Now, do you remember at 5:45 being woken up by Brian in 1991?
I can't say I have a great recollection of it, other than the fact is, the only reason I answer the phone is because I thought it was an emergency, because no one would normally ring me at that time of the morning.
What about the line of questioning, Chief?
Well, I should have known what was to come after the rousing introduction. He gave full forward with 62 goals. But the line actually didn't drop out. I fell asleep because of the pedestrian questions that were coming my way. And correct me if I'm wrong, but did he not ask about Andrew Jarman? I couldn't even be bothered telling him it was Darren. That
Darren.
Oh, very funny stuff.
Proud mate, boy Bristle. Come on.
I tell you what, hasn't it? I mean,
he had no idea.
It's a wonder he's still in the gig.
What about the 5-4?
That's oh. And to the constables. Yeah.
We'll have to nail him Thursday.
How's the voice that it puts on?
I don't know, Lee.
What about it? Say, Jason.
Very funny. They are very,
very good
funny
stuff. Every Saturday, the Saturday Rub, 12 o'clock, you'll catch it on Triple M, because Triple M rocks footy.